For many who listened to or watched last week's presidential inauguration, 22-year-old Amanda Gorman struck a chord with her inaugural poem, The Hill We Climb. After the pomp and circumstance of that day, WBUR's Cristela Guerra listened in as a group of young writers analyzed the poem.
When day comes, we ask ourselves, where can we find light in this never-ending shade?
There's something about poetry that captures in verse what often can't be said.
The loss we carry, a sea we must wade. We've braved the belly of the beast. We've learned that quiet isn't always peace.
This poem, read by Amanda Gorman, the nation's first ever youth poet laureate, spoke to something deep inside us after a year of racial reckoning and loss. It answered a question for high schooler Zariah Eisner. How we aren't broken, but a work in progress. She's a participant at 826 Boston, a nonprofit youth writing and publishing organization.
She sees a chance for things to change, like for us to be able to, I guess, finish it in a way and make it better. And like, I just really respected that line.
There's something sobering about the fact that a few weeks before, Confederate flags waved inside the Capitol during an insurrection, a moment that pushed Gorman to change her poem and speak on those same steps about the legacy of her ancestors.
We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother, can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one.
The teens praise Gorman's alliteration. Oriana Dunker, another member of the group, found it beautiful how Gorman tied this country's past to its future.
Society in general does not really accept, or even within my like own community, we don't want us as Black people to associate ourselves with slavery and our ancestors who were enslaved. But I feel like a key part of her whole poem was that element of just acknowledging our history, because, you know, that's true. Everything she said was true. We are descendants from people who were enslaved in our nation, and we can't just forget about that, because that's not how we move forward towards justice.
The goal of this session is to produce works, poems, to inspire creativity, to see Gorman before the nation doing what they themselves would like to do, to build up others with their words. Blessa Dadeji said as she reflected on the poem and the country, it brought to mind an ocean.
We're all living in America, but I feel like we all experience different sides. Like, my experience is not going to be the same experience as someone who might be more privileged or less privileged or on the poverty spectrum. I do have this idea that, like, an ocean can both drown you and carry you, so I kind of compared America to an ocean.
These young writers will also have a chance to influence the world with their words, with a book expected to come out in April. Gorman wrote the foreword.
Let the globe, if nothing else, say this is true. That even as we grieved, we grew. That even as we hurt, we hoped. That even as we tired, we tried. That we'll forever be tied together, victorious. Not because we will never again know defeat, but because we will never again sow division.
At the start of a fledgling year, to see someone so young on a national stage move them, to see her reflecting on past pain while using her talent to create something beautiful. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.